So guys, it's been approximately 6 months since I picked my pen to write on a topic concerning my podcast. It's approximately 6 months. I remember the last podcast I wrote was in last year. The last podcast I recorded on my last episode was in October last year. So that makes it, basically that means the whole of this year I've not recorded anything. And I used to think that I'm not in a good place in my life to start writing again. I'm not in a good headspace. I'm creative enough now, since my mind is not at peace. So I used to think that no, I'm not ready to go back. I'm not ready to start recording up my podcast again. I'm not ready to write. I'm not ready to start being creative. Because I felt like I was not good enough. I felt like, no, I need to just get my shit together and then start writing again. I need to get my shit. Because I have a lot to say. I had a lot to say. Actually, I have a lot to say since I've not been recording for the past 6 months. So I used to just make a lot of excuses and say no, let me get my shit together, then I'll just go back to writing. Yeah, so a friend of mine the other day was telling me, where is the queen what happened? He was just asking me, what happened to the queen? What happened to your content? And I told him, I remember telling him that, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. No, I'm not ready. Just give me time. I'm still dealing with a lot of stuff. Just relax. Just relax. I used to tell him that every day. He used to ask me, what is happening to the queen? He used to say, the queen needs to take her crown back. Yeah, the queen needs to take her crown back. He used to tell me that every day. So I was like, no, I'm not ready. I used to just find excuses. Mara, no. I'm busy. It's either I'm busy or I'm not in a good place. Or I've not found time. I just used to make excuses. But I discovered we don't need to stop. I learned that. We don't need to stop doing what we love because we are not in a good place in our life. Maybe you're going through something, then you stop doing what you love and just concentrate on what is disturbing you. I realized that's not how to live. In fact, I realized that what you're going through, when you're going through some shit, that's the place when you dig deep. You dig deep into your life and discover a lot of things about yourself that you had no idea. Because when I've not been writing, I've been having a lot of content in my head. I have a lot of things I need to say. I have a lot of things in my mind that I just need to put out there. But I didn't write them because I was like, no, I'm not worthy of these. I'm not worthy. I need to just figure things out first. I used to think that. But I realized life is a journey. This life is a journey. We should not stop doing things we love because we're going through something. So yes, today, May, this is May, we are in May 2022. It's, I don't know, I decided to pick up my pen and my notebook. It's 1 a.m. mark you, in the night. I decided to pick my pen up and my notebook and I started writing again. I started writing. I've decided, no, I need to say what's on my mind. I need to dig deep and find myself out. Because honestly speaking, I'm still on that journey of finding myself or just knowing my value and believing myself. Because I've realized that my friend that who used to encourage me daily, where is the queen Kong? Where is the queen? The queen needs to pick back her crown. We need the queen back. That friend of mine believes in me more than I believed in myself. And that's not right. We need to be our number one fan. I realize I'm not even my number one fan, and that needs to change. I need to believe in myself more than anybody. Because if I don't believe in myself, how will I know my worth? People just take advantage of me. I don't know my worth if I don't believe in myself. But if I know my, I believe in myself, I know what I can do, then I will highly value myself. So we need to, so some of us don't know how great our potential is or how much we can achieve. So honestly speaking, I'm still on that journey, trying to figure things out, trying to just on the journey to finding myself. Let me put it that way. I'm still on that journey to finding myself. And if you're out there, I'm just here encouraging you, my sister or my brother, my G's, just pick that pen of yours up and write. Be it a business you've always wanted to start, a project you've always wanted to do, something you've always wanted to start, pick your pen and do it. Pick your pen and do it. So basically, this episode is for us. It's for us, from me to you, who is like me, who gave up on doing something they love because they don't believe in themselves, or they don't see how much valuable they are. This is from me to you. Pick your pen up. It's our time to shine. The world is not ready for us. The world is not ready for us. Pick your pen and do your shit. Figure your shit together. Find your value. Know your value. Know your worth. Once you figure that out, no one can tell you nothing in this world. No one can ever take advantage of you. You will know what you can do. And once you have that, once you have that mentality, because by there, there was a book I was reading. I'm reading some book here. It's called Transformative Thinking. That is just telling us how our mindset determines the path in our life. If you have a negative mindset, negative towards anything, you'll just have negative things happening to you. But if you adapt a positive mindset, have a positive energy, definitely you will be attracting positive energies. So my mentality is everything. Start changing your mentality today. So this bad book is really good on changing your mentality. So from me to you, pick your pen up.